Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Coming up in 15 minutes, it's time to reveal your first world problems. And in 20 seconds, Big Al Matt, get ready to give us your pterodactyl impersonation.
Got it.
Because we're going to be talking to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com and letting you know if you should go watch Jurassic World.
Every time we've unveiled a new attraction, attendance has spiked.
That was awesome.
Corporate felt genetic modification would up the wow factor.
They're dinosaurs, wow enough. She was designed to be bigger than the T-Rex.
What happened to the sibling?
She ate it.
And with that, we welcome Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Pretty good.
How spot on?
Welcome I've ever gotten. Yeah. A plus.
How spot on is Al's pterodactyl compared to the Jurassic Park movie?
I mean, it's like I'm in Jurassic World all of a sudden. Right? I've been transported there and somebody's ready to bite my head off.
Okay, first of all, is this like The Bachelor and there's one black person in Jurassic World?
Yeah, you know what? There is only one black person in Jurassic World, and they get killed like 3/4 of the way through the movie.
Oh, that's not bad, Al. Okay.
You guys, yeah. Hashtag progress.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe next time they'll make it to the end of the movie, Gray.
Jurassic World, I have been waiting for this movie probably since 1993 because we're not going to count the sequels as existing.
No, we're not. They were horrible.
And?
I think it's phenomenal.
Yay!
I was worried about this one because from the trailer, it looks like the exact same story beats. And yeah. I assure you, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got the kids stuck in the vehicle, and then there's a T-Rex running around, and people are getting eaten.
Yeah, but they've come so far in terms of like animatronics and all the CGI they can do, right?
Absolutely. And so every point that they needed to really up the ante for real fans of the franchise, they did. They absolutely did. They made this one bigger, meaner. There's more dinosaurs, and it's super cool. I was yelling at the top of my lungs nearly through the whole screening. I couldn't care less who was sitting next to me. I was like, oh, my God, that dinosaur can swim. What?
What is it rated?
Let me double check this, but Jurassic World has to be rated like PG-13.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, this one is going to be a little bit crazy for your young ones, but I have some friends that brought their, like, 10-year-olds along. Kids today, very advanced. You know, dinosaurs don't scare them very much. That's actually what the movie's about. They have opened the park, and everybody is so over dinosaurs. Like, they've already seen them. They know they exist now in this world. So they have to create a new fancy dinosaur that never existed. And as we know from watching any of the Jurassic movies prior to this, when you mess with science, science will always win.
Always.
Mm. Good lesson. And
science.
So Chris Pratt is awesome in this. He's like the total like badass Han Solo type. And Bryce Dallas Howard plays the uptight lady that's like managing the park. And it's super. I could go on and on and on. I just want to do that Chris Farley thing where I'm like, hey, you guys remember the thing? That was awesome.
Yeah, because Chris Pratt turns some dinosaurs into like homeboys and they go with him, right?
Yeah, it looks like they're part of the dinosaur army.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. He's trained raptors. Like, how could you get any cooler than that? You can't is the answer.
What can Chris Pratt not do?
Right.
I know. This guy has limitless talents. So Jurassic World is awesome, and I would take critics' reviews with a grain of salt because it seems like the only thing that's extinct is their sense of humor.
Oh, boom.
Good to know.
And we always trust you, Gray Drake. You're the one we trust.
Yeah, you're my second favorite Drake.
Who's the first one?
Drake!
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dracula.
Champagne Poppy.
Okay, wait. Third favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, guys. Have fun.
Don't you hate it when you recorded a TV show and then you watch the commercials when you watch it? First world problems. It's time for your first world problems. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
My truck is too big to fit into my parking garage at my high rise. That is a first world problem.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want to do a little first world problem with us, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Man, my wife bought me an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
And this morning I was a little late to work later than usual. because I didn't turn it off before I took it out of my mouth and it sprayed toothpaste all over my shirt, so I had to change. Oh. Hashtag first world problem.
Wow.
I got gourmet food delivered for dinner last night.
Yeah.
Through a new delivery service.
Uh-huh.
I'm lazy. And it came so quickly, I wasn't hungry yet.
Wow.
First world problems.
Yeah.
I'm not letting my dog walker walk Curtis today because yesterday I got his hair shampooed and I don't want him to get dirty.
Kelly, do you have any first world problems?
From listeners, I do.
All right.
Oh, you do?
Melissa says, I can hear I'm getting a text, but can't find my phone. And by can't find my phone, I really mean I'm just too lazy to look for it.
Mm.
Hashtag first world problems.
Kay writes, the sound of our pool fountain woke me up this morning.
Oh.
First world problems. Good one, Kay.
That's good.
Sometimes it helps you go to sleep, though.
Yeah.
But man, yeah, it'll wake you up, won't it? I wish I had one. Hey, Alicia, how you doing this morning?
Good. How about you, Jason?
Oh, we're doing great. You got a first world problem for us?
Yes. Whenever I park in any kind of parking lot, doesn't matter where it is, I park further away so people don't park next to me. Not the fact that I don't have a nice car or anything. It's just I don't want stupid people parking next to me. Well, somebody decides to park right next to me, and when they do, they park stupidly. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, always. I hate that. I hate when you try to park so far away nobody gets next to you, and they always just go next to you.
Yeah.
There's like 13 spots open.
Crooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Good luck with that, Alicia. I hate that, too. These are the problems we got to deal with every day. Cindy.
Yes.
What's going on in your life?
Go.
Not much. I was taking a ride in the backseat of my daughter's brand new luxury car, and I had to pull the door handle twice to get the door to open. Hashtag first world.
Oh, wow. Don't you hate it? Didn't read it, so it didn't unlock.
Wow.
I hate that.
Wow.
Man, wasted like, that's valuable time that Cindy's wasting right there trying to open that dang door.
Sure. John says, my butt fell asleep because I got stuck playing Words with Friends while sitting on the toilet. First world problem.
Oh, man. Tracy, you may have something in common with Jenna. I think she suffered from this. What's going on?
Oh, I'm hating it. I love the phone, but I went from a 4S. To a 6+, and my hands are killing me.
This is a real condition. This is a real condition, and I had no idea what was going on. You have to use two hands on the phone. I was getting wrist issues similar to carpal tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And that is a real condition, they say, with the larger phones these days, trying to swipe. Yeah. All that swiping, my thumb and wrist were injured.
It's like
from
a carpal tunnel thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Texting with two hands, and my hands were killing me. And I'm like, what's the problem? And I went, oh, my God.
Oh.
My phone.
And Tracy, have you tried to go out yet and try to put it in your cute little clutch and it doesn't fit in there?
Well, no, but it sure does stick out of my back
pocket.
But you know what I love about it? It makes my butt look smaller.
It makes your butt look smaller. Okay.
Well done. See? Bright side always. There you go. Thank you, Tracy.
I see that.
Let's take a call here from Cody. Cody, welcome to First World Problems.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I just started a new job, and I don't have enough vacation time to take today off to binge watch the new season of Orange is the New Black. That's First World Problem.
It'll be there waiting for you, baby.
I know, but he wants to watch it now, Kelly.
Yeah. Right?
I have to watch it now.
I have to wait till the weekend.
Yeah, all his friends are going to watch it, and then he's going to be all behind. I hate when that happens, too. Good luck with that, Cody. Congrats on the new job, though. I guess you got one of those. Hey, Scarlett.
Hey.
Go ahead and give us your problem.
Well, Betty Crocker makes this icing. It's called a rainbow chip icing, and they don't make it anymore. They discontinued it last year. So we've been having to buy the sprinkles that they put in it separately and make it ourselves.
Oh, that extra step.
So
that's brutal.
So much more work.
Yeah, hashtag first world problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go ahead and do it for us. That's what the companies are there for. Thank you for your call, Scarlett. Keegan, the struggle is real, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Can you guys imagine how frustrating it is to have to wait 15 seconds between Netflix episodes?
What I don't understand. Yeah, they will say after you watch so many in a row,
yeah,
you know, they keep going one after another, it will pause it and say, are you sure you want to keep watching? And it's like, obviously I'm on a bender. Yes, I want to keep watching. You have
to. I mean, we need to call Cody back and tell him when he tries to watch that episode of Orange is the New Black on Netflix, he better have a beer ready for that 15 seconds.
Good call.
Keegan with the callback. Well done.
Love it.
Thank you, Keegan. Have a wonderful weekend. Oh boy.
What we got?
We got our boy Dustin. Now we're gonna have to pour one out for the homie.
Uh oh.
Dustin, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
You sound down, Dustin.
How are you doing?
Well, here's the problem. I think Jenna is super hot.
Thanks.
I'd love to take her on a date and show her that good guys really do exist.
Oh.
But my issue is I can't seem to get my wife's permission.
Oh,
man, that wife.
All the good ones are taken, huh?
Can't get that hot wife to go along.
Just trying to have a good time, Dustin.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Dustin. That made my day. That's funny.
You call us up if your wife loosens up, Dustin.
Will do.
You'd be good to her.
All right. Jenna, there you go. Dustin's ready to go whenever his wife lets him.
Great.
Hey, Will, what's going on with you?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going?
Very excited to actually be in on the show.
Yeah, big deal.
Well, my first world problem is that I can only put so much money into my bank account with my phone. Now I actually have to go into the bank.
Wow. What's your phone bank deposit?
That is very,
that's very personal, Al. What's yours?
What's the limit?
I didn't know there was.
What's your bank balance, Al?
I don't know.
Apparently, you can only put in like $5,000 over 30 days.
Uh-huh.
And,
I guess I put in more than that.
Yeah.
Man.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's hard.
You said it to me.
That's a fun fact right there from Will.
I'll take care of it.
Withdraw a certain amount, you know, a limit, but you're giving
the money. Yeah, it's like, wait, you guys don't want my money for real?
Maybe it's not secure.
That's weird. Hey, Joey, we'll take your call right now.
Hey, how's it going?
First world problems, you go give it to us, buddy.
Look, so you know how I have a backup camera, and it has the lines, and it says green, yellow, red as I get close to the wall.
Right.
But there's no beep. There's no beeping. So I can see it, but I can't really hear when I'm getting closer. It's very, very hard.
Wow.
that is hard. Beep installed.
I mean, let me tell you.
Seriously, you get very dependent on it.
Yeah, you have the beep that goes beep, beep,
really
beep.
Do.
And then it goes flatline when you're super close.
Parallel parking is crucial.
I really need that.
I'll tell you what. I don't think I could drive a car without a backup cam now.
There may be a...
I rely way too much on mine.
Yeah. There may be a button or something. Maybe it's just the audio is turned off. I don't know.
If you have one, because I don't have one, but if you have one, I would think...
I've had cars before that don't have the beeping.
You can turn off the beeping.
If I drive a car now that doesn't have it on there, I mean, I'm just
scared. Yeah, I need it.
I take it back, Al.
Yeah.
I want a refund.
I guess that's mine.
Yeah, take it back, Joey.
The only thing I hate about it is when you pull up to the drive-thru window to get your order, you have to put your car in park because it beeps incessantly.
I guess that's my first world problem.
I hate that. That's mine.
My old school cars don't have backup indicators.
I want to have Christina's problem. Christina, what's going on in your world?
So I was watching TV at my mom's house, and the TV wouldn't turn on. So my mom figured that the other three TVs in all three other rooms were on, so I couldn't watch mine in my room.
Too many TVs were on.
Too many TVs are on.
Dang it.
You need another box.
You need another box there, Christina. We're going to go ahead and look into that. First world problems here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We'll take one more right here.
All right.
Lauren, go ahead and take us out on this Friday.
Hey, guys. So I bought some new Chanel sunglasses, and now my eyelash extensions, they touch the lenses when I blink. And it's terrible.
It's a huge problem. Yeah, you have to wear your sunglasses and put more down on your nose.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have to flip my sunglasses up to blink. It's awful.
Every time she blinks, she's putting her glasses up.
Every time.
Yeah, Lauren's that weird person next to you in the car that's doing that.
That's
because
funny.
She has eyelashes, people. Thank you, Lauren. Have a wonderful weekend.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
That's cute.
Wink, wink.
Her world is rocked.
That's funny. That's like a scene from a...
It is.
A dumb
it's a true
Bond
problem
movie or something.
With eyelash extensions.
Yeah, it can ruin your day. So we're about to be a part of something huge. This is big, everybody.
Okay.
Could one of our big break finalists be the next big superstar?
Oh.
I think so.
Really?
We will announce the top 10 big break finalists next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We know that song, right? Dave Coulier from the show.
Emma Kelly always fast forwards past this part.
What, Kelly? You can't let her do that.
She's heard the song so many times. She just gets right to the meat. We DVR every episode. You don't understand.
I know, but you, the theme show is what you need.
The theme song.
The theme song.
The T. Whatever.
You do that with shows you watch all the time.
Yeah, but it's different back in the day. Like, they were good then.
This is the extended version.
This is the extended version. Dave Coulier will be in studio with us in an hour. Make sure you tune in. He played Joey in Full House and Fuller House coming up.
Crazy stuff.
Doesn't McKelly know the theme song by heart?
Probably.
Okay. Just checking.
That's fun to do. And we also got to get you to Mexico, to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. You still have a chance to go to KidNation.com and sign up to be one of the three names called. First one to call back gets to play. And then if they get it wrong, we open it up.
Yep.
So everybody gets to play after that. But you want to get in on the early game.
All right.
And it's time to announce it.
The big, it's big, your break. Big break. No, no.
It's your big break. It's your big break. Look, we all want to be a part of something or somebody before they make it big.
Yeah.
You know, that, it's
bubbling
cool.
Bubbling under, yeah.
If you could say, I was there when One Direction was playing small little tiny venues, that makes you feel really cool.
Absolutely.
You know? Kelly and I got on board with Cobra Starship extremely early.
Mm-hmm. Look at them now.
Well, they had a pretty hot run for a while, Kelly.
Boy, oh boy.
They had a hot run.
I can't remember the last day I did not say Cobra Starship.
You know what's the one band that I could always say that I saw them playing like super tiny 30 people rooms?
Yeah.
It was Blink-182. When I was in middle school, I got to watch them when they were like before their first album came out.
That's cool though. That's exciting.
And I felt really cool when they ended up on MTV. It was like one of your friends made it, you know?
Yeah.
So this is what could potentially happen right here with the Big Break contestants. We're going to announce the top 10. And then what happens after that is up to us and them. In no particular order, here are your top 10 finalists.
All right.
Congratulations, Cheyenne Goss, 18 years old, from Nashville, Tennessee. She can say the alphabet backwards.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to hear that, Kelly? Because you're going to have to do that coming up soon in about 15 minutes. All right, here's Cheyenne doing it.
I'm Cheyenne Goss. I am 18 years old. I can say the alphabet backwards. Here we go. ZYXWVUTSRQPONNLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Wow. Cheyenne Goss. If she marries Ryan Gosling, she could be Cheyenne Goss Gosling. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Our next top 10 finalist is Denton Latham, 17 years old, from Haslett, Texas. Sews bow ties, rides mountain bikes, sings with volunteers for Senior Citizen Choir.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Started playing guitar at 7 years old and enjoys leather working.
Oh.
What's that?
I guess making stuff out of leather.
Oh, making it, okay.
Yeah. Tool leather is like where you do the carving the designs in it, maybe?
I don't know.
Leather worker.
Maybe he fashions belts. Maybe. You never know.
Maybe he makes saddles.
Denton's a man of many talents. Who you got, Big Al Mac?
Let's see. This young man is 17 years old from South Lake, Texas. He's the oldest of four boys. He was actually on The Voice in season 7.
Oh.
And he sang at the New York City Marathon in 2014. His name is Cole Wilkinson.
Cole Wilkinson.
Yep.
Welcome to the top 10.
And we also have a young lady on my list here. She is from Chicago, 14-year-old Shelby Joseph. Her favorite musician is Lana Del Rey.
Cool.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So, video game.
Is it my turn?
Yep. Your turn, Kelly. Go ahead.
Okay, Austin Kiefer, 16-year-old from Mansfield, Texas, who loves his cat, loves acting, and loves his guitar. He also loves writing poetry. He loves a lot of stuff. He said, and I love food. That's a fact.
Austin Kiefer's got cool hair, by the way. He really does.
He gives him an extra 3 inches. He could say he's 3 inches taller than he actually is and not be lying.
Mm-hmm. And fun fact about Austin, he was a finalist last year. He didn't win it, but he came back. He practiced. He kept working at his craft.
Oh,
and
cool.
He's back stronger than ever, he said.
From Richland, Washington, we have 19-year-old Blake Thomason, who works at a shoe store. I used to do that.
Yeah, you did.
I did. He's the fifth of 6 siblings. Started playing music at 14 and started losing his hair at 18. That he is 19?
He's 19,
wow,
Kelly.
Wow, what a difference losing your hair makes. He does look like a grown man.
He's got a beard and everything.
That's what happens. Too much, isn't that right? Too much testosterone makes you bald on the top but hairy everywhere else, right?
I think
and
so.
That what you hear?
Well, Al doesn't really have that much
I've
testosterone.
I don't know. Never had the high T problem.
And then check this out.
Okay.
From Flowtown, Florence, South Carolina.
Oh, Kelly's bad.
I have nothing to do with the selection process. Uh-huh. I just want everybody to know. No favorites here, but her name is Georgia Kelly. She's 16.
Georgia Kelly.
Favorite thing is ice cream, and her least favorite thing is cockroaches. Duh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just saw one in the hallway.
What a cool name. Georgie Kelly. Georgie.
My dog is named George, and my name's Kelly, and she's from Florence.
Wow.
Much we that's have a in common.
That's a cool showbiz name, too.
I used to be 16.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way.
We're
Southern people.
And she white.
And rounding out the top 10 for our big break finalists, we have Chloe Moore. She's 15 years old from Prosper, Texas. She just won the John Lennon songwriting contest.
Whoa.
For her original version of Yesterday. I'd love to hear that. And says Disney World's her favorite place on earth. We also have Isabella Englert, 18, from Valley Cottage, New York, and is about to be a freshman at the University of Miami, Florida. Mm. And then Jacob Serrano, 15, from Grand Prairie, Texas, started guitar at the age of 11, student at a fine arts academy, loves soccer, loves to travel, loves to watch movies. Shout out.
Uh-huh. There you go.
There you go. There's our top 10.
Top 10. Go to KidNation.com. Check them out. Vote for your favorite, and we will round it down to the top four and announce those top four next Friday.
So we got a week to vote.
We have a whole week to vote.
Okay. Go to KidNation.com. Check out
all the videos are up. Yeah, the auditions are up.
All right.
Check them out. And now, we've had some thievery going on. Big Al Max tequila a few months back was stolen. We've solved that.
We think we've solved it. This rock band was in the studio for some web broadcast radio program, and we think they sneaked in here and drank 95%.
Oh, no, we don't think. We know. They did.
We do know.
Yeah, it was
95%. Why didn't you just polish off the bottle?
I don't know.
He drunk.
And I still haven't heard from the alleged people that work here.
Yeah. Oh, because he's not listening. he's too busy. So, recently, my beloved oatmeal has been going missing. Yeah. I buy these two packs. Because I like Tupac, and I like Tupacs.
Yeah,
they're frozen.
I buy them at the store. They're frozen. It's easy to make because we're busy in the morning, you know?
JC loves his oatmeal.
And I like oatmeal because it fills me up nicely and it tastes good.
You are on a strict
love maple
eating regimen.
So we got this letter because we may or may not have maybe questioned the company next door. It says, Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, please see our attached rebuttal towards your nasty allegations of the Infinite Agency stealing your belongings.
What?
With the kindest regards, the Infinite Agency. Okay.
So they're the ad agency that works next door. We don't know all of them. There's a lot of employees. They work different hours
Kelly thinks they stole my oatmeal.
What? What?
Well,
why are you putting that all on me? You do too.
I do. I don't know who did.
You absolutely do.
I don't. It could be the man room, Kelly.
It's only because we've interrogated almost every other employee, and we don't have many up here that work with our show.
It's only down to them or people who clean, and I don't, you know, it's like you have time to clean out the freezer.
JC has been hangry this week.
So here's the Infinite Agency rebuttal towards our allegations.
Good morning. On behalf of the Infinite Agency, I would just like to take a moment to defend ourselves against some evil allegations thrown at us from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. See, recently we found ourselves working, combing through social media platforms and setting up digital campaigns when we saw that our name was trending, and not for good reason. Since we don't actually listen to your show, we heard from third party that JC misplaced some frozen oatmeal squares and I guess some tequila went missing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how we are to blame. You see, we actually have our own oatmeal. And we have our own tequila. And this is an open letter to the entire show. Come, join us for breakfast. Even though you never say hi to us in the hallway, we'd still love to share it with you. Have a great show.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, because they're busting over to say hi to us.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd say hi if you listened.
Right.
That was a well-done rebuttal.
No, that was pretty well done.
Very creative. I wonder how that oatmeal cooked
maybe,
with tequila is.
Yeah, right. Maybe we purposely don't get attached because we know your time here is transitionary and you're in one day out the next. There's like a new crop of faces every other week.
I can name a few people that
I'm
work over there.
I'm not getting attached.
I can't name one.
I keep my heart.
Yeah, I'm really close. I love Flip.
Love Flip.
Love Jonathan.
Love Rico.
I say hey to the ones that are around here long enough for me to say,
say
okay.
Hi.
I say okay,
hi.
You're sticking around.
I know, Alex, congratulations on the baby.
Yeah, okay. Hey, what's up, y'all? I say hi.
No, you don't? Nice. You don't even go over there.
I'm nice.
I wait in line to get coffee behind ones I've never met.
Yeah. I mean, I don't not say hi.
I'm going to cross them off the list. I don't think they did it.
Why?
I don't think they did it.
Because one dude made a video?
It was a really good video, Al.
A surly video at that?
Yeah.
It was a really good video.
I think this is a prank gone horribly wrong, and now the person can't come forward and admit it because you threw such a hysterical fit this week.
Well, I'm sorry.
That now they're scared.
Yeah.
My blood sugar
was gone.
My blood sugar went down, Jenna.
Have you done a search? I can get you a search warrant, and you can go through every desk drawer. Yeah. I get you a search warrant. That way you can legally go through every drawer.
Frozen,
over there.
I don't know why, but I really think it's Trey from the man room.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there right now. I really think it's Trey from the man room.
That sounds logical.
I think they're playing a trick.
Mm-hmm.
And the man room wants to mess with me, and it's fine. And if you guys did it, just let me know.
Something Trey would do.
All you got to do is set up a drop cam back there.
Yeah. Well, don't say that.
No, I'm not going to do
that. Motion sensor.
Okay. Yeah,
we're going to do motion sensor. I'm taking fingerprints.
Mm.
That's expensive.
And I'm gonna arrest you.
Why don't you just buy some more oatmeal?
Well, citizens arrest. I do. Now I got
to
hide it, though.
Maybe it was someone that couldn't afford to eat, JC. Did you ever think about that?
Oh, boy.
Well, ask me. Can I borrow some oatmeal? You probably won't ever pay me back, but yes, you can have it.
It's frustrating when you bring stuff up to the job, put it in the refrigerator or the cabinet or whatever, freezer.
You go over there all nice.
Yeah, you know, because it's...
Got your mouth ready for
it. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Like, looking forward to food, and then it's gone.
In a place that you don't normally eat, you know?
Yeah.
It's
like you're supposed to trust that fridge to hold your belongings, and then it's gone.
It's the trust tree.
The circle of trust has been broken.
That fridge is where things go to die.
Yeah.
Expired food.
We had expired milk this morning. Jenna almost gave to Kelly's daughter.
2 months expired. Crazy.
2 months expired.
Mm.
It's funny how Infinite Agency didn't want to steal that. Infinite Agency checks expiration dates.
You're still blaming them?
They're smart.
I'm taking them off my list. I don't think they did it.
All right.
They do have their own oatmeal. They showed us. You guys ready to perform?
No.
Sure.
That very famous show, I Can Do That, is doing extremely well.
I better go to practice.
It's a great show.
Big Al Max going to hula hoop and dance. Kelly's going to do the alphabet backwards in 5 seconds. I'm going to jump rope on my butt, or at least try to. And Jenna, can she get on one of those, what are they called?
Pogo stick.
A pogo stick and catch a soccer ball?
Oh, boy.
We'll find out when we attempt to do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How would you like to wake up, open the blinds, stare out, and just have nothing but ocean?
Dude, that's why I go.
Right?
That's why I go to Mexico. I love waking up and looking out to the east and seeing the Caribbean and just seeing those different shades of blue. It is the most peaceful, most beautiful thing ever.
The pictures you see with the blue water, that actually exists. We want to send you there to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. You can still sign up at KidNation.com because we are calling out some names in about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And first one in gets to play.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So Kelly Raspberry has been watching this TV show, I Can Do That.
Well,
with her
Kelly
daughter.
And I. That's something we love doing together.
Good.
Now explain how this TV show works.
They have six celebrities, three men, three women, and I don't know why. I can never remember all the guys' names, but it's Joe Jonas, some comedian named what, Emma Kelly?
I don't remember.
Oh, your mic's on. What?
I don't remember.
She didn't remember.
Okay, and there's a tall, good-looking guy, an actor. Is it Ryan? Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then you've got Cheryl
Burke
from Dancing with the Stars, Sierra, and Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
And Marlon Wayans' host.
I could do that.
Marlon Wayans' host. He's getting a little bit better as the weeks progressed. At first, he seems like he wasn't really that interested in being there.
I watched the other day, and he seemed pretty upbeat.
He's one of the producers.
Yeah.
So anyway, what happens is they have all these three Broadway-type acts come out.
Okay.
Like, you know, shooting arrows at women holding balloons in their teeth.
It's
and the Blue Man
like
Group.
The
and
the winner of America's Got Talent kind of acts.
Biggest type.
Jabberwockies, that kind of thing. The professional acts.
Blue Man
on the stage,
Group.
And there are these lighted steps that go up to the stage. And the first celebrity to reach the top of the stairs gets that act. They have 1 week to perfect it, and then they get to pick a partner.
I can do that.
So we decided, hey, we can do that. So we had you call in and tell us talents that you possess, that you do at home, party tricks mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of us would say, I can do that.
I can do that.
But instead of a week,
I can do that.
We gave ourselves 3 days, I believe.
And see, I'd be honest. When the easiest one came on, I said, I'll take that one. I just wanted to get it over with because I was afraid what was to come.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's what happens on the TV show.
Yeah.
You kind of hesitate because you're like, oh, the first one looks kind of hard. The second one looks kind of hard. But the third one, you don't know what it is, and you stuck with it.
Yep. So Kelly picked the easiest one, or what she deemed to be the easiest one. It was when Jennifer called in, and she said she could do the alphabet backwards in under 5 seconds, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Raspberry, you said, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
And here's the loophole.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
You didn't say I had to memorize it.
Huh?
You.
Oh.
No, you are not, Kelly.
You didn't say I had to memorize it.
Kelly.
No, I'm with that.
All right, Kelly. Doing the, give me the thumbs up.
No.
I'm with that.
You're supposed to memorize doing the ABCs backwards.
You didn't say I had to memorize it. You said I had to say them backwards.
Adora,
I just got my timer out since I timed the last time we did this, and now I don't even need to time it.
Cheater, Kelly.
Come on.
That's not cheating. That's a loophole.
And you know what I spent the whole morning teaching your daughter? Because she asked me how I can do things, and I told her practice.
That's right. Yeah. With practice, if you work long and hard enough, you can get better at something.
All right, Kelly. Read your ABCs backwards in 5 seconds or less. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBX.
Wow.
That was 5.03.
Impressive.
Impressive.
Yay,
she read it.
Thank you.
She read it.
Thank you. I think I broke a little sweat.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah. That's so good at it.
Thank you.
It didn't say read the ABCs. Okay, I'm going to go next door.
Let me dab the forehead.
All right, now JC's up, and so...
Well, JC's got to...
A girl called in and said that she can jump rope sitting on her butt on the ground.
Yeah.
Which means the way they do this is a little different. It's not holding both hands like you would when you're on your feet jump roping.
Right.
You use it as a lasso, and you keep both handles in one hand, and then you kind of you throw it under yourself, as you said, on your butt. You got to use your core
to bounce up and down on your butt.
He said he's been rethinking this because his tailbone's bruised. Yeah, we can hear you.
Barely. Yeah.
Guys, I'm not happy about this because my butt hurts already.
This is on Kid TV.
I'm gonna do a couple.
Yeah, you can watch these on Kid TV.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. He just whipped himself.
Ow!
Oh my god. He is whipping himself.
You have to understand. That's the thinnest layer of carpet on cement.
Yeah.
You're doing that on cement.
I'm gonna try one more time, and then I think my butt bone's gonna break.
You're doing this on cement.
I know I am, Kelly. I didn't even get some carpet. All right, here we go. I can do this.
Can't even whip the belt.
Oh. Okay, JC.
So, JC, do you have something to say?
Bum, bum, ba-dum,
ba-dum. I can't do that.
Okay, I have to. Now, excuse me, I have to go next door as well for mine.
Okay.
Good job, JC.
Good try. Good effort, dude.
No, Emma Kelly, it's not a good job, but thank you.
It's a good try.
Thank you.
You tried. We have an audience outside watching, too, through the window of the canal side.
I need you to toss.
I'm tossing for Jenna. Jenna has to jump on a pogo stick and catch a soccer ball, which seemed like that would be the hardest.
Oh, there's pressure.
Yeah, on me, I'm throwing it.
Jumping on a pogo stick several times and then catching a soccer ball with one
hand. I might have to have a couple goes.
All right.
Hold on.
Switch the TV back, or we can watch it on Kid TV. There we go.
What?
Nice! Get that. Oh,
go for it.
Come back to me, Jenna.
She did it.
She did it.
What is up with that throw, man?
Good job.
Good job, Jenna.
She can do that. She did that.
She did it.
So now it's my turn to go over there.
Good job.
No idea how I did that.
Kelly, nobody's talking on the radio.
Oh, that'd be me, right? So the gal's going over to the casino. He needs lots of room for this.
Oh,
he's going to hula hoop while dancing.
I really think I broke something.
JC, that was bad. That was on solid concrete.
Poor JC.
JC, what was up with that second throw, man?
I just want to see if you can make like the spectacular catch.
You did.
Like a diving World Cup header, right?
Like
there?
Like in Madden, they have a spectacular catch rating, and I want to see what yours
ready.
Was.
I can't believe
Big
I
Al's
that.
Ready. People.
Are you ready, Al?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready. All right, here we go. Here we go.
You hear the music?
I hear it. Okay.
He's
now, dance. Oh, crap. Come on, Al. Keep going. Come on, buddy.
Crap. All right.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, wow. Oh, I did it. I did it just a few minutes ago.
What if you put your arms or something?
Hard robot. Keep going, Al.
Stop saying
Al, come on. Tap your foot.
Somebody did something to my hula hoop.
No, they didn't, Al. It's been the same hula hoop the whole time. There you go.
All right.
There
all you go. All right, all
now,
all
dance.
Right.
Now dance. You're just stomping, Al. Al is trying to do like the Cotton Eye Joe dance.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Just... All right.
Okay, Al, come on.
All right, here we go.
You can do it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Crap. I'm not a very good Cotton Eye
No rhythm.
Get to kidtv.com if you want to watch Al try to dance with a hula hoop.
One more time, Al.
Come on, Al. You can do it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, okay, you're going to start tapping first. That's yes. smart. And then start all right. the hula hoop. All
right.
That's smart, Al. Good job.
There we go.
There you go.
I got it. Oh, crap.
Oh.
He has no rhythm.
Try again, Al. Try one more time. Try again.
Good job.
No, he's going to pass out.
At least he's where
done.
Are you going?
He's done.
You're supposed to keep going.
Al, you can't just walk away.
Al, you can't just walk out of the game.
He literally walked away.
That was not my finest moment.
Yay, Big Al.
Emma Kelly's so nice.
Well, Kelly.
I know.
I would like to congratulate you because I think we showed.
The ladies.
Oh, the girls can do
the
it,
girls
man.
Can do that.
Ooh, we brought our game.
I practiced really hard this morning.
Jenna
that was
did.
So, that was so
hard.
Tough. Yeah. I'm so out of breath.
You yeah, Jenna. Should have seen her.
Oh, boy.
It yeah. was really amazing, right?
Emma Kelly was there the first time I tried it.
She was good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Al, now that we've gotten that out of the way, we can't do much.
Hula hoop
we
injury.
Do that.
You have a hula hoop?
I got a hula hoop injury.
I was constantly banging my butt bone on the ground.
I might need to call 911.
Well, here's something we can do.
What?
And we've been doing it all week. We've been giving away trips to the beautiful Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya with
yeah.
our fabulous contest. We call it Trip a Day. And every day at the same time, we're going to be announcing three names. And those three names have 10 minutes to call us back, right? The first one to call yep. us back within those 10 minutes, you have a chance to play Trip a Day. Now, here's the thing. You got to go to Kid Nation to sign up and do that. KidNation.com, KIDD Nation.com to get signed up. That gives you a really great chance of winning because we're going to call those three names.
Right.
But if 10 minutes pass and we don't hear back from anybody, we're just going to open the phone lines. And the
yeah.
first, and the correct call we give calls back and you get to play.
There you go.
Might as well double your chances and sign up.
And now that it's officially 8 o'clock on the dot, I was killing time. Did I do good?
8 Central. Yes, it is.
Now I'm going to call those three names. And today those three names are Allison Rohde, Yvette Sierra, Jennifer Brown. Jennifer Brown, Yvette Sierra, and Allison Rohde. The first one of you to call back in 10 minutes plays on the clock for Hard Rock at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Okay,
remember, got to go to Kid Nation to sign up. If your name wasn't called, you're like, but I didn't sign up. Well, then go sign up.
And by the way, the videos are going to be posted at KidNation.com if you want to watch us.
Video proof of that?
Well, Al and I failed, and yeah. then the ladies succeeded, even
oh,
though Kelly
boy.
Cheated.
Oh, boy.
I didn't cheat. It was a loophole.
All right.
It would stand up in any court of law.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, children, behave yourselves. We have a guest in the house.
All right. Don't embarrass me in front of company.
Especially you, Al.
What?
Because this is one of my heroes.
ADP, additional white people alert.
This is one of my heroes right here. Dave Coulier is in studio with us. He played Joey on Full House, stand-up comedian, and my hero from my childhood.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, seriously, Dave.
Oh, that is so nice.
Have you ever had anybody come up to you and say, you are the reason I learned how to speak English?
A lot of pregnant mothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Pregnant
yeah.
mothers.
I don't know why. I don't know why that is, but you know what? Yeah. You ask an honest question,
right.
Sometimes you get an honest answer.
Right. Now, he's not joking. He still doesn't speak English very well.
No, not very well.
But he moved yeah. at a young age from Mexico, and his Full House knowledge is impressive. That's how we learn.
So
everybody knows more Full House trivia than I do.
Yeah. Right?
I swear to you, I only remember like the days we were there shooting and people go, remember the episode when you, and I'm like, I don't. I was in the parking lot drinking beer with Stamos.
Were you guys drinking buddies during the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was a time when I was single and John was single at the same time.
Sweet spot.
And he would, it was crazy because I'd never seen women so attracted to another human being. He would call me up and go, Dave, I got six girls over at my house. You got to get some guys and get over here.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Was it annoying that girls were into him? Did it ever get annoying to you?
No, he's like my brother. I love him dearly. And you know, it was just, I couldn't help but marvel at, you know, just women going gaga over a guy
like
that.
Yeah, and then
that.
You didn't have to put much work in.
Right.
Because they
That's true. Because I would just ski in his wake and supermodels would be bouncing off of me.
And a better time than I'm sure compared to now, if you guys had been in that phase with the way social media is, you could probably get away with a lot more back
then.
Yeah,
that's very true. Because back then, you know, nobody had cameras all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I walked around with my pants off all the time.
So if you're out with him and...
I believe that, by the way.
If you're out with him and you're with a date and just by chance he wasn't, you couldn't go to the bathroom and leave your date at the table with him.
That's why I went to the bathroom in my pants a lot. A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when you got the call from... Was it John that called you? Was it just one of those like, hey, Dave, we're getting the band back together, minus the Olsen twins?
We had heard about it for so long. I mean, it's a long time now.
Yeah.
That Full House went off the air. It was 1995 when we went off the air. And so people always said, oh, I'll bring the show back or let's have a reunion, something. So we've been hearing about it for a long time. And then John did tell me a couple months before I actually got official word. He said, hey, I think this is real. I think Warner Brothers and Netflix are going to pull the trigger. So are you interested? And I said, well, let's cross that bridge when we get to it. And it happened, but I never thought it was going to happen.
Okay. Did you ever think it would be this big to where, like, I mean, I think there hasn't been a day that goes by that we haven't talked about this. It's that big of a deal to us.
That's kind of sad.
And it's not sad, Dave.
I'm not sad, Dave.
I'm sad for you guys in a way.
We lack material here.
No, you guys, you don't lack material because I'm looking at this. You guys, your writing staff here. Really went all out
right.
with this thing that we're going to do in a little bit.
We have a crack writing staff.
Yeah, we're going to...
Yeah.
Not on crack, just
yeah,
crack.
Well... Yeah.
Here's the
yeah.
thing, Dave.
Yeah.
Kelly and I would love to be on the show. We're big fans. And her daughter, Emma
Kelly. And my daughter, Emma Kelly, who caught up at... What time did you get this morning? Like 4 o'clock this morning to be here.
I saw
Very
Emma
excited.
Earlier in the hallway, and she looked at me, and her mouth went wide open, and I said, you know, a bug could fly in there. You gotta very careful with that.
Right.
Who was the hardest, aside from the Olsen twins who aren't coming back, who was the hardest to convince? Was it you to come sign on for this?
No, I think we're very cognizant of this nice, iconic image that Full House has become. And we did 192 episodes, so we didn't want to botch that up because it's become this really nice, feel-good, kind of guilty pleasure show for people. And we didn't want to come back and screw it up because you could really screw this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because how do you project forward 25 years with no mullets, you know, or really bad clothing.
It's really
wardrobe.
Funny to look back at the clothing and how high-waisted all the pants were and the clothing choices.
The hair.
Yeah, I was one step away from being Urkel some shows, you know.
Who actually guest starred on an appearance of
Absolutely,
Full House.
Yes. We had amazing guest stars. We had the Beach Boys. We had Little Richard. Little Richard
really?
Was on Full House.
I know that.
The Beach Boys, Mickey Rooney. We had Phyllis Diller, all these throwback people that were, you know, iconic at the time. And it was just, you know, it was so much fun. And I've never really watched Full House. I've seen maybe 2 episodes when my son was growing up. He used to call it Daddy's Show.
Uh-huh.
And I would punish him if he didn't, like, finish his vegetables. Like, no, you're not watching Daddy's Show until you finish that broccoli. So I've never really watched it. I'm sure someday, you know, I'll have my own Full House marathon.
We do every night. We DVR it every night because of Nick at Night. And how many episodes you say? 197?
192,
192. And they play the same 20 over and over.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I know. But you know what? The checks are still cashing.
So you get like a check.
So I don't.
Residual's still there.
Happy mailbox. Yeah.
How do you feel about the is it Lifetime doing the unauthorized movie?
You know, they don't want us really talking about that. Netflix and Warner Brothers has really kind of said, look, you know, let's stick to the train that we're all riding on. And so I think it's ridiculous.
That photo is bad news.
That's hysterical. That made me laugh really hard. The ones that cracked me up, there's a Russian version of Full House. They bought all 192 scripts in some producers in Russia. And the guy who plays me is like 300 pounds with this afro wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Oh, wow. And it's just like, thank you. And I'm like, how does Bullwinkle translate into Russian?
It doesn't.
Hilarious.
Very weird. The Japanese one is the funniest, though.
So they have actual Japanese actors playing your scripts, or they just dubbed?
Just the Russian one. They actually replaced all the actors live action with Russian actors. The Japanese, like the dubbed version.
Yeah.
So you haven't watched Full House in English. You're just watching the Japanese.
Yeah.
Because they're funnier.
Right.
They're a lot funnier.
Oh my God. The about 2 weeks ago, it was all over the internet. So I guess with the Fuller House coming back, everybody's digging that Danny Tanner wasn't the original Danny Tanner. That you like had filmed all these opening sequences and maybe even a full episode with this other actor.
We filmed the entire pilot. Bob Saget was in, I love Bob. He's my filthy Jewish sister. Bob was in New York doing the CBS Morning program at the time. And so we had shot the entire Full House pilot with another actor named John Posey playing the father. And then Bob got fired. And Jeff Franklin, who created Full House, said, I want you and John to do a screen test at ABC with this other actor playing the father. And I'm like, oh, who is it? He goes, Bob Saget. And I went, I've been friends with Bob since I was 18 years old. I slept on his couch.
Oh, no. Did John just go, I'm leaving?
No. John didn't really know Bob. He had never met Bob. And then Bob and I, we did the screen test, and ABC said yes. And so we had to go in and reshoot all the scenes where the previous actor was. Wow. So that was surreal. That was really crazy. And Bob and I would just look at each other and go, we're on the same show. Can you believe this? Because we were friends. We were buddies already from the stand-up days.
And what happened to the original Danny? Does anybody know what happened to him?
Yeah, what happened to John Posey?
I don't know. Oh. I don't really know.
I think him and Dunkelman are doing a show.
Well, he didn't quit. It's not like it was his Dunkelman quit.
But that happens a lot. That happens a lot. Like Buddy Ebsen was supposed to be the original Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
It was the Tin Man, wasn't it? Because allergic reaction to the silver body paint.
Yeah, something like that. And you just go, wow, how different that would have been. Yeah,
Buddy
Ebsen
was Uncle Jed on the Beverly Hillbillies, Boys and Girls. Okay. Just letting y'all know.
Yonder comes Miss Hathaway.
That helps.
True story. And Barnaby Jones, wasn't he?
He was Barnaby Jones.
Yeah, he's Barnaby Jones.
Talking to Dave Coulier from Full
House. You've been doing your stand-up ever since. I saw you on some reality TV where you moved in with a bunch of crazy celebrities.
Surreal Life, yeah.
Did you like that?
With Flavor Flav, Davey Dave, I love you, Dave, baby boy. Yeah, Dave. He calls me up when he's getting his hair done all the time for some reason.
What does he do?
He gets it, you know, the cornrows and gets it braided and stuff. And so whenever he's getting his hair done, he calls, Dave, I'm here with Nantisa, and I love you, Dave, baby boy. Kirk out, G.
I just had him at my bar like a month ago. I could have called you, and you could have done a Flavor Flav.
You would have been more entertaining.
I love Flav. Yeah. I love Flav. Yeah.
Who was the most annoying person in that house?
In that house?
Yeah, because there's got to be one person that's impossible.
I was just annoyed. Yeah, I was just annoyed that I was there, and I you know, I didn't fit. I was a square peg in a round hole in that situation because everybody seemed nuts. I was in there with Charo, Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block.
He's quiet. Right?
Flav.
He's loud.
I love Flav. He was my favorite person on the show,
though. Right?
And you know, we still keep in touch. I love him dearly. And so you had Birgitte Nielsen, who's like 6'4",
right?
And she's walking around naked.
Yeah.
And I walked out one night, and she's completely naked. She's got these, you know, gigantic, you know, arthritic conditions.
Yeah.
And it looked like a telephone pole with two pumpkins on it. Mm-hmm. It was just like this image I'd never seen.
That was an odd
and
couple, too.
It was strange. Yeah. It was strange. So it was weird because, you know, I just didn't really want to be there. It wasn't really my cup of tea.
It's one of those where they're cool people, but it's just not people you'd like to live with.
You gotta stay there.
Yeah.
You know, you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, man, Charo's playing guitar.
So you'd never do anything like that again?
Well, I did one other one, and it was skating with celebrities.
Yeah.
I did that on Fox.
You didn't live with them, though.
I didn't live with them, though, but that was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Ice skating. And you're a hockey player. I mean,
I'm a hockey guy, but I'm not a figure skater. I don't,
I'm not
a dancer in sequins, you know?
Dave Coulier, you also fly planes? You're a pilot?
I do. I'm a pilot. Yeah, I love aviation, love flying. Hmm. My son's a commercial pilot.
Wow.
He's old enough?
He's a pilot with SkyWest Airlines.
Oh, wow.
He's going to turn 25 this year, and so he's been flying with me since he was a baby.
He's going to turn 25, and he's flying planes.
Right.
Yeah.
Commercially.
Yeah. I need some man with some gray in his hair. I'm going to fly my plane.
Not young. That's good. He knows what he's doing.
His eyesight is really good. Yeah.
I hate the fact that you're getting older, because that means I'm getting older. You have a 25-year-old son that just rocks my world.
Yeah, I have a 25-year-old, man.
Hey, but you look good.
He's great.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look the same, I'd say.
It's the drugs. It's the drugs.
So I saw somewhere that you sell autographed ketchup packets on your website. Please
tell me
this.
That's sold out.
It
was $75,000. It sold out, the first and only one of its kind. There's a toothbrush on my website, too. I think that's $125,000, but that's sold out.
Right.
I signed it, and somebody was like, whoa, I got to have that.
It's like Dave's List?
Yeah, it's on my website. I sell these. I sell Gladstones, too, which is crazy. I used to give them to kids in hospitals. I used to take these stones, and I would bring them to kids in hospitals, and I would draw a funny face and then sign the back of it. And I'm like, this is a good luck Gladstone for you.
Right.
This will bring you good luck. So,
wow.
So then my wife said, you know, I think people really want those. And so we put them on our website, and now we can't keep them. People love these Gladstones.
That's hilarious.
That's why they're sold out.
So, yeah.
Is there anything you can tell us about Fuller House?
Have you started filming yet?
Have you guys started filming?
We start July 9th is our first table read, our first script over at Warner Brothers, and then July 13th we start shooting.
Uh-huh.
And it's a spinoff. It's a spinoff of Candace Cameron, Andrea Barber, and Jody Sweetin, and they're now together with their own kids. And
that's DJ, Kimmy, and Stephanie.
Right.
Yes. And so we're going to do this first episode, which is kind of a reunion of sorts. And then we're going to be popping into their lives throughout the season.
So you're not going to be there every episode, just like here and there?
I don't know. If I do something really spectacular, they might say, you know what, that thing you did with, like, you know, where you turned sideways and some gas flew out. We've got to have that on it.
That's pretty good.
Well, some of us on the show are very disappointed with the Olsen twins for not coming back, at least for that first episode.
You know, I can't speak for them, but I think they have a different perspective than we do. They were babies on the show.
Mm-hmm. But it launched their careers.
Yeah. I mean, it launched a lot of careers, but I think that they just are in a completely different headspace in their life now. They just became fashion designers of the year or something in New York City.
Yeah.
So I think their lives have evolved into something completely different away from Full House. I don't have any memories when I was 8 months old.
Yeah, sure.
Right. You know,
hopefully they don't bring, you remember when they tried to do the Brady Bunch and they'd recast Cindy or recast Jan because they were having a ratty attitude. I'd rather them just not be on than recast them with another actress.
Yeah, I'm a little frightened myself. I'm a little scared that we might botch this up where they're like, oh man, they're old.
Oh man,
he looks like an old airline pilot.
Were you shocked when you saw Joey today? Were you shocked?
Have to say yes. Yeah. There you go.
Did he age well though?
Yes.
Looks beautiful.
Is he handsome?
Is that on the script? Does she have a script too?
Yeah, she has a script.
Yes, he looks great, Mom.
We have Dave Coulier in studio with us, and we decided we wanted to take this opportunity to act with you, Dave.
Yes. We did. And who do you mean by we?
Me and you know, Kelly.
If you've seen my work, you know I'm no actor.
Now,
okay, so, all right.
We have a script written out.
Wow.
It's a Full House episode.
Oh, this is crazy.
Not one that aired.
Consider it a table read. We haven't had any chance to rehearse.
Very cold read.
Danny Tanner will be played by Big Al Mack.
Hi, guys.
There you go. Right. How was that? Is that pretty close,
Wow,
Dave?
Wow, it's like Bob Saget's here.
Hi,
yeah.
Hi, guys.
You should have made Joey play someone else.
We're going to have him play Michelle, but we...
Oh, darn.
Uncle Jesse will be played by Uncle JC.
Oh, that's a dream come true.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. You got to take your shirt off.
No, I'm not taking my shirt off.
You worked on your hair for like 30 minutes to do this.
You got the hair.
Yeah, I did. How's the hair looking, Dave?
I'm telling you, just looks like Jess.
Joey Gladstone will be played by Dave.
Typecasting.
DJ Tanner will be Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, I'm DJ.
Stephanie Tanner will be Jenna.
Jenna, yes. Thank you.
And Michelle will be played by Emma Kelly.
You ready?
Which is a huge sacrifice because, let's be honest, Emma Kelly's favorite is Stephanie.
What do I need to know about Stephanie?
How rude.
There you go. Well done.
Wow, there you go.
That's right.
Wow. This is going to be something.
Right. Are you ready, Dave?
I'm ready. Something.
This could end your career, so enjoy it while it lasts.
That already happened. Don't worry about it.
Is this an entire episode?
Yeah, this is an episode.
Yeah, I know. Am I getting a residual on this?
With no commercials.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hit the theme show.
Everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing like a clean house.
Joey and Jesse enter.
Hey, Danny, do we have any more potato chips?
Yep, I went to the store yesterday. You want some?
Yeah, I would.
Did somebody say, would?
Big audience, man. Joey. I'll share it with you, but that creepy woodchuck can't have any this time. Oh.
Well, you know, Jess, potato chips really aren't healthy for you.
Oh, boy, you should have had some spinach.
Whoa. DJ and Stephanie enter.
Hey, DJ. Hey, Steph. How was school?
I'm fine.
Yeah, nothing special.
Oh, come on. You didn't do anything fun or learn anything interesting at school?
No, just a normal day of high school.
Deej, you hiding something?
No,
she's not hiding anything.
Well, if you are hiding something, I'll figure it out. I love mysteries.
Okay, girls, why don't you run on upstairs and get started on your homework?
What do you guys think she's hiding?
I don't know, but DJ wouldn't even let me give her a hug. She never does that.
Oh, DJ's got me very worried.
Joey, this isn't a time for funny noises. This could be serious.
All right, sorry, guys. I'm just stressing over my big audition tomorrow to open for my idol, Wayne Newton in Las Vegas. All right, which impression should I open with? All right, how about this one?
Okay. Joe Pesci. See, I have to say it. That's how bad it is. Yeah,
What else you got?
How about this? Bullwinkle Moose.
Oh, no. You've done that one too many times.
Okay. How about this? Albert Brooks. Is anybody going to know other than the voice of Marlon? All right. Well, okay. What do you guys think?
Well, I think your Rangers Joe shorts are too tight. That's for sure.
Aww.
I hear Michelle's bus pulling up right now.
Michelle enters.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, you still like riding the bus?
Yes. I get to sit next to my best friend, Teddy.
In my day, my best friend Bonnie and I would have used our feet to make the school bus move. Right, Bon?
Hey, that's right, Fred.
Hey, Joey, remind me later. We need to work on that jingle for Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I tell you guys something?
Of course. You can tell us anything.
I saw DJ and Steve smoking when we drove past the high school.
Whoa.
DJ! Stephanie, you get down here. We need to talk.
Yeah?
Is there something you need to tell us?
Well, no, why?
Well, let's just say a reliable source told us you were smoking at school.
Who told you that?
It doesn't matter who told us.
I bet it was Michelle. How rude. Small audience laugh. Why small?
Look, DJ, smoking is terrible for you. I used to think smoking was cool when Jesse and the Rippers were getting started. Then I had a friend who had two cigarettes and died the next day.
Really?
Hey, Deej, come on. We love you. Would we lie to your family? Would you lie to your family? It's a table read. Settle down.
Well, I don't know.
Look, DJ, this is serious. You can't live your life like this. If you're smoking and lying now, I mean, what's next?
Oh, I'm sorry. Some of my friends had some. It all happened so fast.
DJ, you're not going to be able to use the phone for a month, and Uncle Jesse will be driving you to school for a month, too.
Yes, sir.
And Steph, you can't lie like that for your sister, either. You can't go to your friend's slumber party this weekend. Mm.
I understand.
Now, go to your rooms. Michelle, thank you for telling us. You did the right thing.
You got it, dude.
Hey, you guys smell something?
What? Don't look at me. Becky took Nikki and Alex to her mom, so it's not dirty diapers.
No. It smells like smoke.
My lasagna!
Look, that's not the only thing smoking in this house.
Oh, Jess, cut it out.
Ah!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Everywhere you look.
See, the good thing about this is I think we kind of set the stage, the bar, real low.
Right.
So now there's no chance that Fuller House can be more of a disaster
than
that.
You know what? Can we just, let's have this just go as widely as possible on social media so
viral.
People are very aware.
I'm telling you, that friend smoking two cigarettes and dying made me LOL.
Yeah.
I read it.
Dave, that's probably one of my highlights of my life.
Me too.
That's a highlight.
Me too.
I will never forget this.
You're a good sport to come up with all this on the spot like that. All
those
impressions.
You know, that's, I mean, you see the talent that I'm just oozing.
You are.
You see how I got the part of Joey Gladstone now, yeah.
So, Dave Coulier from Full House, I have to ask you a question. Does John Stamos hook you up with free yogurt?
No.
I would really work that angle.
I did a yogurt commercial. We did a Super Bowl commercial together. We did Jimmy Fallon together. And then no free yogurt. You would think I'd just have boxes on my porch.
Right. When you
every
got
week
home.
Showing up, right?
Like, an excellent question, though,
I hear you.
Thank you.
Nothing.
I hear you.
You know, it needed to be asked.
In the years, though, you know, a lot of times after actors, you know, they're not on huge TV shows anymore, they do a lot of endorsements like that. Has there been anything funny that's come along that you're like, I just can't do that?
No. I do a lot of voiceovers, though. I just did 62 Geico commercials. I'm the voice of Kellogg's Raisin brand, so I do lots of stuff behind the scenes that no one knows about.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And you know what's cool? I learned that Dave is a great secret keeper like you, Kelly.
Really?
Because you knew that Bruce Jenner was going to become Caitlyn Jenner one day.
Well, I knew for many years because he was, it still is really close to my ex-wife. And so when we were dating, she said, you know, my friend Bruce, and we would, you know, get deeper into the conversation, wants to
transition.
You know, transition and wants to become Nikki Jenner.
Oh, it was Nikki back then.
Yeah, so I always knew that he wanted to become Nikki, and I it wasn't my story to tell. Mm-hmm. So I really, out of respect to Bruce, I didn't say anything.
That's great, you know.
And then, you know, I did Skating with Celebrities with him on Fox, and he looked different. And I thought, wow, in the back of my head, I wonder if he's going through this transition. Is this going to happen?
Uh-huh.
And then when Caitlyn, you know, finally appeared, I felt this nice weight being lifted from my shoulders. Like, well, scratch that one off.
Yeah, you're never going to slip up anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just, you know, it was more of a respectful thing to Bruce and Caitlin.
Yeah, sure. That's great, man.
Well, I've also found when people know you can keep a secret, they tell you stuff.
Right, exactly.
That's how you find out a lot of
so
stuff.
Don't tell me anything. I don't want to care. I don't want to care anything.
Dave, you got a busy night because you're going to be appearing at Full House Night for the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. Look at how cool is that?
I am so flattered. I really am. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I just hope I don't throw my arm out.
Oh, you got to do the first pitch?
Did you practice?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fine.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing something with the San Francisco Giants, too, which is going to be a lot of fun in later this year, September.
Cool.
Awesome.
So I recorded a bunch of stuff for their Jumbotron already that they're playing, and their stars on the Giants all dressed up like the Full House cast, and they shot the opening of Full House with those guys.
That is great.
It's
strike it out.
Yeah.
Is it DaveCoulier.com? I know. DaveCoulier.com to keep up with you? Is that what the website
is? Yeah, you can track all my stand-up dates. I have a special coming out when Full House releases early next year called Glorified Birthday Clown. And you can track me like a rented mule on my website.
We will. Make sure you're watching on Fuller House. Dave, thank you so much
you
for being a cool
so
sport,
fun.
Man.
Thanks.
Dave Coulier, everybody.
DaveCoulier.com.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.